Sometime back in 2016, this commentator wrote what he thought was an amusing piece comparing the Trump campaign for president to that great Broadway play, The Producers, within which the play's crazy producers, having oversold shares to their upcoming production, concluded that the only way out was to produce a flop so bad no one would expect to be paid back. It seemed a reasonable comparison. Trump appeared to be trying to undermine his own campaign, from insulting minorities and women to the disabled. And we now know that, like so many others, he had only run to promote himself, that he never had any anticipation of winning. Sadly, of course, whether Trump was purposefully following a losing strategy or, more likely, just showing his instinct to belittle anyone he saw as a threat, personal or racial, his words resonated with a significant minority of American conservatives who inexplicably came to believe that the man was a genuine Republican, earning him millions of automatic votes when his name appeared under the Republican line on the ballot, while 30 years of misogynistic propaganda against Hillary for daring to promote universal health care back in the 90s, not discounting a boost from his Russian friends, all combined into a perfect storm that allowed the Electoral College to propel Trump into the Oval Office. But this time we know the man wants to win. And yet, curiously, the same question has arisen. Why is he again following a losing strategy, obsessively reinforcing his base with his defense of Confederate traitors, while alienating the vast majority of Americans who are struggling in their various ways to move past America's original sin of racism and slavery? Why this obsession with feeding his political base with its hatred of minorities and the revelations of science, while ignoring the only real challenge that faces us, surviving physically and economically the pandemic? It just does not make sense. He probably knows he's going to lose, and we are not talking about some fellow who will go off on a pleasant post-presidential life. No, Trump knows he is likely facing prosecution. Maybe he even knows that the South Korean president, who was in power as he came to office, is now sitting in jail with a decades-long sentence. So what is going on? Once again, as so often before, too many are assuming Trump is playing by the traditional rules, that he is engaged in an electoral battle to win re-election. But this is a man who has made it clear he cares nothing for the Constitution, nothing for the separation of powers, nothing for the rule of law, so why should he respect an election? No, we have to remove our blinders and see what is obvious, that Donald Trump is preparing to contest any potential electoral defeat with that army of enraged Trumpists he has trained to follow his every whim, which of course demands that all of those who hope to save what is left of these increasingly fragile United States recognize that winning is not enough, that Trump must be defeated by a landslide so massive that no one will be able to challenge the results, while preparing for the likelihood that Trump will refuse to accept the judgment of the electorate. Indeed, Americans at all levels, most obviously the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the leaders of the state National Guards, and the governors of all 50 states, need to issue statements of their absolute commitment to support free and independent elections. Hardly subversive statements in themselves. And as individuals, we have the largest role to play, to prepare ourselves for a national strike if Trump predictably plays fast and loose with our constitutional freedoms. And let me be clear, if Trump somehow wins fairly, this commentator will be devastated, probably consider moving elsewhere, despite Trump having destroyed the good name of all Americans. But the most likely future still seems self-evident, that Trump is sailing toward a major loss and most likely not accept it. And every one of us has to be prepared.